Good morning, everyone. Thank you all for being here this morning on what is a great sports day here in Jacksonville. We're gathered here to talk about the bright future of Everbank Field and the amazing world-class events that this venue has in store for it in the future, on top of the already action-packed world-class slate of events that Everbank Field has. You know, just looking at today here in Jacksonville after the press conference, our friends at Jack Sports are having a luncheon at the Omni to honor golfer Peter Jacobson. 6 o'clock this evening, we've got Florida State in Florida doing their baseball rival matchup over at the baseball grounds. So it just goes to show you, when you look at what's happening and when we get to talk about the future here at Everbank Field, it shows you what a spectacular day it is. My name is Bill McConnell. I'm the general manager of SMG Jacksonville and the facility manager of Everbank Field for the city. I'm honored and privileged to be able to welcome you all here today, and I want you to know that we appreciate your time for coming out here and sharing this this great announcement with us. I want to thank also our main principals that you'll hear from this morning. Mayor Lenny Curry, congratulations to you. I trust that you will say that the work is just beginning for Jacksonville and that the tough days are ahead, but congratulations to what you and your administration have done to tackle big issues head on, and that the progress that you're making for the city and for the people in collaboration with so many others. So we thank you and we appreciate you being here today. Mark Lamping, president of the Jaguars. Mark's going to follow me here in just a minute to set the stage for this big announcement. And Mark, to you and to Shad and the entire Jaguars organization, I think the city is starting to see the fruits of a program that's coming together in the NFL. And I know you too will say that the work is just beginning, but Jacksonville is way out ahead of the rest of the league in terms of vision and execution. And for many of us that are close to you, it's pretty cool to have a catbird seat to the hard knocks of building a Super Bowl championship. And it won't be long before the Vince Lombardi trophy is incorporated into the Jaguars theme art forevermore. So we thank you for being here today. Mark Frisch, owner of the Jacksonville Armada. Mark, thank you for bringing the Jacksonville Armada. Your inaugural season last year made an impact, and we know that the future is bright. There is no bigger advocate for soccer in this community than Mark Frisch, and you'll hear from Mark as well to talk about the things that the Armada are going to be doing to support this this event. City Council President Greg Anderson, thank you as well. You've always been a strong supporter of premier events here at Everbank Field and also in the other venues. And we appreciate you for that and so much more. Your work as chairman of the Duval County Tourist Development Council and your collaboration and leadership with Visit Jacksonville has poised the city to reach new heights on the promotion of our city and the events that we bring. And in addition to the economic impact and worldwide exposure that events here at Everbank Field bring. So I want to again thank our main principals. Thank all of you for being here. We appreciate it, and I'm going to turn it over to Mark Lamping.
Well, thank you, Bill, and welcome to Everbank Field. It's gratifying to be here because it wasn't that long ago that Shad really set us on a course to do a lot of things to stabilize the Jaguars here in Jacksonville. And one of those strategies is do everything we possibly can to have Jacksonville continue and grow as a big event town. And whether that's support of existing events like the Florida-Georgia game, the Tax Slayer Bowl, the Players' Championship, to the degree we can help, or playing a role in attracting events here. That's what we're committed to doing, and we're committed to doing it for some reasons that some people may view as obvious and others not so obvious, but big events are good for this community. It's good for the economic structure of this community. The stronger this community is from an economic standpoint, particularly downtown Jacksonville, the stronger the Jacksonville Jaguars will be. So we want to do this for the community, but we also have a vested interest to make sure we have a stable, strong NFL franchise for many, many years to come. And none of this happens without strong collaboration, and you'll hear more about that in a moment when the mayor makes the official announcement. But these events just don't show up. There are cities all across the country that are working very hard to try to attract these big events. And if we're not united in terms of our approach, which we are here in Jacksonville, everyone is on the same page, you're not going to be successful. If you turn the clock back a little bit to May of 2014, when Everbank Field was the final stop for the United States men's national team before the World Cup in Brazil, Jacksonville set a record for ticket sales and, most importantly, set the tone for an inspiring showing in Brazil. But if you remember that day, the world's largest scoreboards were still under construction, the pools, the cabanas, under construction, and the new club areas, which you can see two cranes on the field, which is always a great sign of progress. We weren't even thinking about the club renovations at that time. And as successful as that evening was, I think everybody wondered how amazing it would have been if the renovations underway, and now knowing the new renovations, if they had been complete, how the madness of the American Outlaws and the color and pageantry of international soccer would have been ramped up with the world's largest video boards and the fun that can happen in FanDuelville. You know, Shad's point of view at the time was that's going to come, that if we continue to focus on making Everbank Field one of the best sports venues in North America, that the U.S. men's national team will be back in Jacksonville, and hopefully not for a friendly, as we enjoyed that day, but instead for a World Cup qualifier. And here we are. Still, it's the passion of the Jacksonville sports community and the support that we enjoy here in the city and beyond, the hospitality industry, the sports commission, all the different groups that are here that not only bring sports world-class events to Jacksonville, but returns them to Jacksonville. And again, that's why we're here today, to welcome back manager Jurgen Klinsmann and the men's national team to Jacksonville for what we hope will be 3 points and a victory over Trinidad and Tobago. But we know what will be an unmatched experience for the U.S. men's national team, and it's always great to hear when the players talk about how much they enjoy going to a facility. And that's, in some respects, the majority of the battle. If you can get the manager, and if you can get the players saying, we love coming here, and we think we have a home field advantage, you're going to get more games in the future. And that's where all of us come in. As a community, we have to create that home field advantage. We do want to, thank as I've gotten older, I guess he becomes an old friend of mine, but the head of the United States Soccer Federation, Dan Flynn, thanks, Dan, for your confidence in Jacksonville as a community. Jay Burhalter, who was critical in putting this together, and the entire U.S. Soccer Federation for their continued faith in Jacksonville to hopefully continue to serve as a true home field for both the men's and the women's national teams. You're going to get a taste of it this evening. Tune in to ESPN2 at 7 o'clock, United States against Guatemala. Important game for the U.S., and actually following that game at 9:30 is an important match for the United States under-23 team, which, with a victory tonight, will qualify for the Olympics in Brazil, which is a big deal. We're going to be watching very closely because there's a young Texan on that team by the name of Emerson Heineman, who grew up in the Fulham Football Club Academy. He's been with the Fulham Football Club for 5 years now and becoming a regular member of the first team for Fulham. So it should be a night, a great night. And we're in a position to host these things because we share a commitment with the mayor of Jacksonville and with the city council And, you know, it's my pleasure to bring up a man who is making such a significant impact on the city of Jacksonville, our mayor, Lenny Curry. Lenny.
Thank you, Mark, and good morning, everybody. I want to acknowledge Councilman Sam Newby. Sam, thank you for being here. You are instrumental and always on the team to help us create these wins and these successes. So thank you for being here again. Well, let's get a drum roll. It's official. Nobody knows what's coming, right? Official announcement, U.S. Men's National Soccer Team this September for a World Cup qualifying match against Trinidad and Tobago. You can tweet the breaking news now. It will be September 6th. This is a big day, and it does speak to the collaboration of those of us here in Jacksonville and the direction that we're trying to go. It's no secret in the short time that I've been in office that I'm a huge sports fan, both personally but also for what sports mean for a city. Sports actually transcend themselves because they bring people together from all parts of the city in one united cause. That being said, using sports to put Jacksonville on the map is exactly what I've been able to do. I've been so grateful for Mark Lamping, Shad Khan, and the Jaguars organization for how we've been able to work together to do just that just in the few short months that I've been in office. I mean, when you think of how we've worked together out of the gate, both to keep things that we have that are important, to expand things and make them better, and to add new things. From early on, the partnership and the investment in Everbank to continue to make this a world-class place. The collaboration, Mark, and how important you guys were in the Florida-Georgia game, whichever side you're on. Huge part of making sure that we were able to seal that deal for the long term. The business trips, the announcement of Macquarie coming over here, and then City Refrigeration, and so many more business deals that Mark and Shad are involved in that the public doesn't even see. This all connects us together to make us put our footprint on the map nationally and internationally. And that's really, big picture, what this is all about today. So I think bright days are ahead for us. We've got here today Mark Frisch, the owner of the Armada, was mentioned just a few minutes ago by Mark. And let me say this, in getting to know him, committed to this community and this city, your family has been for years. Your investment and your time in the Armada, he's passionate about this sport. Important for our city because Mark is the conduit for our city to the soccer world. So with that, I have the privilege of introducing Mark Frisch.
Thank you, Mayor. First, I want to thank the City of Jacksonville, SMG, for working together to bring this fantastic event to our city. Thank you to Mark Lamping, Shad Khan, the Jacksonville Jaguars for working to bring this event to our city as well. You know, for me, I think back to 2012 when we had a friendly match against Scotland right here at Everbank Field. And at the time, I want to say that was about 44,000 people in attendance. And at the time, that was a Southeast record for attendance. And that very day was the I'm running all in for bringing pro soccer to Jacksonville that day. And then 2 years later, 2014, break a new record, as Mark mentioned, with 50,000 plus before we went off to the World Cup in Brazil. And I've always dreamt of having a match of significance. And here we are, the sixth match of the fourth round World Cup qualifier for 2018 in Russia. What a huge opportunity for Jacksonville. So many people will be tuned in around the country, around the world. I'm thrilled to be a part of it. I'm thrilled to be here today. And we at the Armada will do everything we can do to reach out into the entire soccer community to make sure every single fan will be at this match, giving our team the home field advantage that we enjoy when we play here. And I will echo what Mark said. I have heard nothing but fabulous comments from the entire U.S. soccer organization when they speak about Jacksonville, the experience they've had here from the people they interact with, from people running game day, the quality of the pitch. I've heard them say it's the best pitch they've ever played on, and they've played on quite a few pitches. So it's for those reasons that they're coming back. And like I said, we're going to do everything we can at the Armada to make sure this place is packed and our boys get 3 points and go on to the fifth round in qualifying for 2018 Russia. So thank you so much. And it's my pleasure to now call up the City Council President, Greg Anderson.
I'm the final speaker today, so I won't take much more of your time. I want to thank you, Mark, for that. Let me just say this is shaping up to be an amazing year for sports in Jacksonville, Florida, and I could not be more excited about today's announcement that another major sporting event is coming to Everbank Field. U.S. soccer is back in Jacksonville. This time, the U.S. national team will play Trinidad and Tobago in a World Cup qualifying match. So the last time, you've already heard, that we had a World Cup match was in 2014 when the U.S. played Nigeria. And at that time, we set a record with 52,000 fans in attendance. And if you had a chance to see that, they were very enthusiastic fans. And just last year, the Jacksonville Armada opened up their first season to a record attendance of 16,000 fans. Jacksonville loves soccer. And on September the 6th, we will have a chance to show off our hometown again to a global market of World Cup soccer fans. This is great news for all in Jacksonville who will benefit from the enormous impact that an economic event like this brings to our hometown. So in closing, I'd like to congratulate and thank Mark Lamping and the Jaguars, Mark Frisch and the Armada, Dave Harrell from Sports and Entertainment, Bill McConnell from SMG, and, of course, Lenny Curry for his leadership. Thank you very much.